Thank you, Madam Chair. Her speech. The hate speech recalled that the UN Strategy and Plan of Action on Hate Speech 2018 defined hate speech as, I quote, any kind of communication in speech, writing, or behavior that attacks or uses pejorative or discriminatory language with reference to a person or a group on the basis of who they are, in other words, based on their religion, ethnicity, nationality, race, color, descent, gender, or other identity factor. They clarify, however, that there was no formal definition of hate speech in international law. They advise that, from a definitional perspective, the additional protocol must focus on the crime of hate speech, and that this definition must capture the most egregious types of hate speech. They suggested that remedial measures be used for speech that did not cause the same level of harm as discriminatory speech, a term they employ with some reticence, noting that hate speech at the human rights level should not be equated with unfair discrimination. The expert recalled the previous recommendation that hate speech be defined as the advocacy of hatred on the ground of race and which incites harm. They explained that the requirements in the definition were connected, as the speaker had to intend to advocate hatred against a group of persons on the ground of race as defined in the ICERT, which could be extended to include religion or belief or foreignness. They specified that the expressive conduct at the issue had to cumulatively advocate hatred on a prohibited ground and incite harm. The expert put suggestions of four specific elements of the crime. A, expressive conduct. The expert advised including wide range of excessive acts, including speech, written words, symbols, gesture, cartoons, meme, flags, songs, chants, posts on social media, broadcasts, and images. Both online and offline speech should be included in the ambit of the crime. They noted that online content could also be defined, which will include hate speech, but also be broad enough to include disinformation or any other online concerns. B, the expert explained that advocate required active instigation, urging, or promotion of hatred on the grounds of race, color, descent, or national or ethnic origin. They advised that mere communication was not included in the ambit of the offense. They recalled that advocacy was a purposive activity which spoke to the speaker's intent, otherwise the mens rea. C, the expert cited hatred as an intense emotion of derision, aversion, or enmity towards the group targeted. D, on the prohibited ground. The expert explained that this related to an identified group of persons on the grounds of race, color, descent, a national or ethnic origin. They noted that the prohibited grounds could be further developed to include religion or belief or foreignness. E, the expert advised that to incite was the intention to influence others to engage in harmful conduct, where the hate monger aimed to incite their audience to react by way of serious discrimination, hostility, or violence towards the group directly or to create or perpetuate subordination. Harm, F, harm. The expert relayed that the gravity of the harm targeted was severe. They explained that under established law, harm included both physical and psychological harm to the victims of the speech and the creation of an environment in which intolerance against the targeted group became ingrained in society and led to persecution, crimes against humanity, and genocide. The indirect harm. They noted that harm caused depended on the context in which the hate speech was advocated. For further guidance, Madam Chair, the expert referred to the Sir General Recommendation 35 on combating hate speech, paragraph 6, in particular, paragraph 7 as well. They refer also to other documents, General Recommendation, Human Rights Committee General Recommendation 34 on Article 19 on freedom of expression and opinion. So General Recommendation 35, I already noted it. The RABA Plan of Action on Prohibition and Advocacy of National, Racial and Religious Hatred that constitute incitement to discrimination, hostility and violence. They refer to the Camden Principle of Freedom of Expression and Equality, to the Council Framework Decision 2008/913, DA of 28 November 2008, on combating certain forms of expression and expression of racism and xenophobia by means of criminal law. They refer to the UN Strategy and Plan of Action on Hate Speech 2019, UN Strategy and Plan of Action on Hate Speech Detailed Guidelines on Implementation for UN Presidency September 2020, the EU Digital Services Act Regulation 2022/2065 of the European Parliament and of the Council of the 19 October 2022 on Single Market for Digital Services and Amending Directives 2000/31/EC Digital Services Act. They refer to ICERD Article 4, they refer to the ICCPR Article 19, they refer to the ICCPR Article 20, Madam Chair. This is all, Madam Chair, regarding his speech.